Now that we know a little bit about the history of the book and how it came into being, let's go over to the table of contents, Roman numeral 5, and let's see if the book isn't really laid out in just about the same way that Bill and Bob and all the first 100 had to do in order to recover from alcoholism.
You know, I've been in the printing business all of my life, and I have been involved in designing and printing books just like this one. And I knew a little bit about the nomenclature of a book. And I never dreamed that this book ever had any rhyme or reason to it. I thought, well, a bunch of old drunks wrote it, so what would they know about a book? But come to find out, they know an awful lot about the layout of a book. Because this little book is laid out in such a manner, it takes you from what the problem is all the way through the solution, one page at a time, one paragraph at a time, one chapter at a time, one line at a time. One line leads you to the next, to the next paragraph, to the next chapter, all the way through. It's a textbook, a classical textbook. So this particular book has three goals in it. First goal is to show us what the problem is.
We're going to put a picture up here on this screen. And in your little handout sheets, you've got a picture that matches it. So if you can't see it too clear, we'll have it up here. And we're going to have a volunteer. Usually I get up and go do this myself, but it's going to be too hard to get through there. So let's pass that back to our volunteer up there. Yeah, great. Yeah,
thank you. So if you'll refer to your book there, it'll show you what we're talking about here. And goal one in this book is to tell us what the problem is. And they're going to tell us what the problem is through the doctor's opinion and Bill's story, so that we can identify with another alcoholic who has the same problem that we might have. Goal two is going to tell us what the solution to that problem is. He's going to tell us in chapter two that there's a solution. He knew that we weren't going to like that solution any better than he did. Remember when Ebby presented Bill with a solution, he was aghast at that solution. He knew that we were going to be aghast at that solution too. So he gave us a little more information called More About Alcoholism, more about what would happen to us if we didn't accept the solution that he described. He knew, too, that we were going to have problems with that solution, as he did. Remember, his mind snapped shut against that series. He knew that we were going to have those same kind of problems. So he wrote a chapter called We Agnostics. Agnostic means knowledge. You put the ag in front of it, means without. Those are us who are without knowledge. And he knew that we were going to have trouble with that, so he gave us some more information so that we could make a decision about that solution. And also, on chapter 5 and in chapter 6 and 7, and then the goal 3 is the actions necessary for recovery. And beginning with chapter 5, he said how it works. He's going to tell us how this solution works. In chapter 6, he's going to give us a little chapter called Into Action. Now, this is not into thinking. It's called Into Action. And action is a magic word in Alcoholics Anonymous. Chapter 7 is working with others. He's going to tell us then how to carry this message to other people.
It took me years to realize that this book was written in a certain sequence to convey ideas in that particular sequence in order. Remember that Dr. Silkworth told Bill, he said, tell them exactly what's wrong with them. Explain to them the exact nature of the illness. Talk to them about the physical allergy, about the obsession of mind. And he said, if you do that, you'll get their attention. Well, you'll notice the first thing in our book is the doctor's opinion. And through the doctor's opinion and Bill's story, we identify with Bill, just like we identify with each other on a 12-step call, but the new alcoholic, remember, in 1939, didn't have an AA group to go to. They had to make their identification through the big book. So through the doctor's opinion and Bill's story, we're able to see for the first time as a practicing alcoholic what our problem really is. We're able to see this physical allergy to alcohol, this phenomenon of craving. We're able to see the obsession of the mind. We're able to see another alcoholic who has that problem through the sharing of Bill's story. So in those two chapters, we're able to see everything we need to know about what our problem is. And we're really looking at step one. And step one is simply that we're powerless. We're powerless over alcohol. Our lives have become unmanageable. And there's for the first time for the new alcoholic is able to see that information and see it in their own lives. Now, if the answer is powerless, then obviously the answer to it would be power. So it's not by accident that the very next chapter in the big book after Bill's story is, there is a solution. And in that chapter to the solution, we'll see two powers. We see the power of the fellowship that supports us. We see the power of the vital spiritual experience, which changes us. And Bill knew, as the same as he, that we're not going to like that idea of spirituality. Most alcoholics really don't like that idea at all when you first approach them with it. So he wrote us another chapter called More About Alcoholism. And in that chapter, he tells us just exactly what's going to happen to us if we don't find that power. And then in the fourth chapter, he gives us a power that we can begin to accept in our lives. So through chapters 2, 3, and 4, we see everything we need to know for step 2. Now, if the problem is powerless and the answer is power, then the only other thing we need to know is, well, how do you find that power? And in chapters 5, 6, and 7, we see steps 3 through 12. The program of action that came out of the Oxford groups, expanded and rewritten by Bill for we alcoholics so we could understand it and accept it in our lives. And we have laid out in the book in perfect sequence, steps 1, step 2, step 3 through 12. I always kind of laugh when I hear people say, I'm going to go to a step study. And they're always talking about going to the 12 and 12 for a step study. Well, anytime you're reading in the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous, you're in a step study. Part of it is for step 1, part of it for step 2, and part of it for 3 through 12. Exact, perfect sequence. It amazes me when I look at it. And that's the same sequence Bill had to know it. Same sequence Dr. Bob had to know it. Same sequence Bill Dotson had to know it. Same sequence all the first 100. So they just took their information and put it down in a written form in the sequence that they found it necessary to be able to do this stuff, and then gave it to us to use today to recover from alcoholism. Of course, in step 12, it says, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. So if we follow it as they did, then I think we could expect to get what they got out of it too. Recovery from alcoholism. Let's go to the preface for just a moment. Now, there may be some changes. If you've got the fourth edition, we're both working from a third. My preface is on Roman numeral 11, X1.
Same as on
is that okay?
Fourth edition.
Is it same in the fourth?
Right.
Okay.
Second paragraph. He said, because this book has become the basic text for our society and has helped such large numbers of alcoholic men and women to recovery, there exists a sentiment against any radical changes made in it. Therefore, the first portion of this volume describing the AA recovery program has been left untouched in the course of revisions made for both the second and third editions and now the fourth edition. The section called The Doctor's Opinion has been kept intact, just as originally written in 1939 by the late Dr. William B. Silkworth, our society's great medical benefactor.